time for our weekly catch-up with ACT Party Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden.
Brooke, could you please briefly explain what is the ACT policy position when it comes to boosting the housing supply in New Zealand?
I think fundamentally everybody knows that housing supply in New Zealand is broken. We don't have enough homes for the number of people that want to live in them, and we don't have enough affordable, good quality homes. So really, we need to start addressing how do we build more homes and get them built in New Zealand. Now, the National and Labour Party have come up with a scheme to change all the zoning in the biggest cities in New Zealand. But the councils, the planners, everybody who's involved with building a home has told us that's not actually going to build any more homes. And that's because it's the infrastructure that's holding us back. And so the ACT Party's solution to building more homes is simply acknowledging that we have an infrastructure shortage. And that's what's creating a housing supply shortage. So if we get the incentives right, we can build more homes. Now, the councils say that they don't have enough money to fund the vital infrastructure that's needed to connect new housing developments to the local communities. So we address this issue by saying that for every new house that's built, we would give 50% of the GST on that development to the local council that issues the consent. And so currently, all of the GST goes to the local government, to central government, sorry. And so we're going to say, let's share that. Why is it fair that the council picks up all of the cost for a new development and the government gets money for it? So let's re-incentivise councils to make sure that they have the money that's needed for the infrastructure for a new housing development.
So with this policy, in effect, what you're talking about is a tax redistribution from central to local government. Do you envisage this being like conditional in terms of the spending of local government? How do you see that being implemented?
Well, I don't think it needs to be conditional. I think we just really need to acknowledge the fact that councils are screaming out for more money. They're begging for it from the government. And when we know that we have a housing supply issue, we don't have enough homes being built, we need to get them built. Now, the reason why it's so slow to get anything built in this country is because the councils have no incentive to allow for a new development to get up off the ground because it's going to cost them money. And that's money that they don't have. So I believe, and the ACT Party believes, we need to re-incentivise councils, give them the funds that they're crying out for their infrastructure, for being able to connect a new home to a community. And I think that money would be used because it's currently what they're asking for. And you see this in the Labor national changes that have just come through with the Auckland Council now needing to change all of their zoning plans, which they've asked for public submissions on just in the last few weeks. And they've said, we want to have the ability maybe to opt out of these new changes based on the fact that we don't have the infrastructure.
And do you have a rough figure of how much extra revenue this could generate for, say, Auckland Council?
Yeah, based on the projections, we believe that it would give about $1 billion a year to local councils up and down New Zealand. But of course, that would change over time because it's captured by how many homes actually get built. So the real incentive there is there's a baseline of about $1 billion around New Zealand. But if you consent more, you get more. So that's just the start. And we hope that this policy would be picked up by other political parties because it sounds sensible, enduring funding for infrastructure up and down New Zealand.
I mean, $1 billion, it does sound like a lot of money. But for the listeners who don't know, in 2021, Auckland Council had a budget of about $7 billion, and about $2.5 billion was in capital investment, and that's just Auckland. So $1 billion spread around the country. I guess the question I have for you, Brooke, is that sufficient?
Well, I guess what is your alternative? The most important thing here is that we're finding that there is a problem and we're creating a solution for it. The government's solution, on the other hand, is to set up a special fund and ask the councils to beg for money. But that puts the problem to the government, where the government and the ministers are allowed to say, yep, we like what you're doing here, and they get control over all of the local development decisions on what infrastructure they'd like to see funded. We say the local councils themselves have noted that there is a problem with funding. They just don't have enough of it. And if there are new homes that are going to be built, let's help them with the funding that's needed. So, yep, it might not fund all of everything the council needs, but it certainly would go a huge way to helping them with their problem.
So if council has an incentive to process more consents and to do them more quickly, do you think there also needs to be incentive for them to ensure that these are of a high quality?
No, I think what we have here is we recognise that the real problem of why it takes so long to get a resource consent is not because there's an issue with what people are putting forward as their ideas for a new development. It's that the councils are trying to find every reason possible to hold up that development taking place because they don't have the money for it to go through. So when builders come to see me and they say, look, it's like you have to go through so many different types of forms and processes, people nitpicking what words you're using when you're putting in place your resource consents. They're not actual structural problems. So the councils are finding reasons to stop the development. If we get the incentives right, where they know that they have the funding to help pay for the vital infrastructure for that home, you'll see those housing developments going through a lot quicker with no real changes to what was planned for development in the first place. On the other hand, if we go down the path of what Labor and National wanted to do, which is to say that you can build now three-story homes on any section with no need for a resource consent. Now that is going down the line of allowing for buildings that might not have the same quality assurance. So we've got the real issue here is not what are the homes that are being built, it's how do we stop the councils trying to put roadblocks in place where there never needed to be one.
So your argument is essentially that by giving them more money, you're actually going to lead to better relationships between council and developers because council is going to have less incentive to delay consenting.
That's absolutely right. We know that councils try to put roadblocks in developers' ways, not because they don't like the types of materials and things that might be used on the development, but because they're just trying to delay it because they don't have the money for the infrastructure that's needed. So we need to get councils out of the way. We need to give them the funding that they need to help pay for that development and would see more homes getting built quicker as a result.
That was Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden from the ACT Party.